willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, and I am fired up, man. It's been a beautiful Thursday. Thirsty Thursday. We talk NBA hoops. We got what we needed to start because, let's be real, Grizzlies tanked. They ended the season on an 8-game losing streak because they need lottery balls. They need to get something great this year. You know that. We're also going to talk a little NFL action at 12:30. My man Germ So True is going to drop in here and talk a little bit about the NFL draft. And, of course, I want to talk to my business owners real quick. Because, bro, there is a lot of problems sometimes with a business. And I'm learning. Because, buddy, there's a lot of things I didn't know. One thing, though, a lot of people don't think about is, like, what matters most realistically is how you take care of your clients and what they think about your building. If you're a restaurant, if you're an office building, if you're a doctor's office. I literally quit, like, one doctor I went to see. I never went back because when I went in their bathroom, it stunk so bad I almost threw up. And I have a weak stomach. I do not like nasty odors. I don't like smells. I don't like that. Especially a restaurant, by the way. So I got something for you. EnviroMaster. It's a health and safety company. They provide complete disease control. And man, I'm telling you right now, they're going to prevent those odors. They have a complete odor control program for commercial properties and restaurants, for restrooms and all the good stuff. They can blow out your drains. They can do pressure washing. They do everything. They have the right stuff. And they're going to do it to where it's actually feasible for you. And it pays for itself. Trust me. You need to get in touch with my friend Dennis Dixon over there. It's so simple. All you have to do is give him a call at 901-500-5361. That's my boy Dennis over there. He is a PIMP. He will make sure your account is always taken care of. They are out there. They answer the calls on the weekends when you have an emergency. Not only will Dennis do that, the owner of the company, my friend Tom, he don't play. He's like, John, give him my number. And I was like, you sure, Tom? He's like, do it. His number, the owner of EnviroMasters, will come out there and personally take care of you. Tom Whitley, 901-356-8282. It's that sick. It's simple. It's sick and it's simple. Get rid of the things that can cause your customers to get sick. Get rid of the things that can cause you to fail a health inspection. Get rid of the odors and the germs that prevent your business from succeeding. EnviroMaster. In fact, go to enviro-master.com. Look up their website. Any questions that you have after hearing this, they will be able to answer them. You'll be able to look at the website. And again, they will take care of your business and make it where it's so simple for your managers, and just so simple for you, and your customers leave with a big smile. Just like every time when I get off the phone with my girl, Evie Van Pelt, always have a big smile. She's also done so many sweet things for me. She literally sent me pictures of the last time my baby girl wore her uniform. Sadly, she was in the barn. But she does all kinds of wonderful things for me personally, but what she does best, let's be honest, she's the founder and the publisher of The Rebel Walk and TheRebelWalk.com. You can go to it. The Rebel Walk is the number one source for all things Ole Miss sports information and hottie toddy, gosh almighty, who the hell are we? We're the home of the Ole Miss Network. My daughter went there. My older daughter went there. I'm now a big Ole Miss honker, baby. And I love talking with Evie. How are you doing this Thursday, dear?
I am doing great. I'm just so happy to get to be here with you, and thank you for those kind words. I really, really appreciate them.
And by the way, I'm so happy to be with you because guess what? I got knocked down with the flu, girl. You know how you had that where you couldn't talk?
Oh, no, yes.
I had the kid flu, like the one where you actually have a fever. Like, I ain't ran a fever in I don't know how many, like a couple decades. Man, I had like 102 fever.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How long were you sick?
4 days. 3 days were a nightmare. And the fourth day, I kind of came through like just got hit by Mike Tyson. But then I was fine after that.
Man, that is brutal. Well, I'm glad you're getting better, but man, I'm sorry to hear you had that.
I'm just glad, like I said, I'm here talking to you today, and I want to bring up so many topics, especially because there's so many things going on. Rebels baseball right now is a huge topic. We're definitely going to talk about that because, like, I thought Mike was done.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, they were calling for his job, especially after that Memphis. When they lost to Memphis, every Ole Miss person I knew said, Tim Elko has got him 4 extra paychecks.
Ah. Okay.
And I was like, ooh, that's painful.
Yeah, that is painful.
All of a sudden, man, it looks like this team might not be as bad as everybody thought.
Yeah, you know, it's really crazy to think. I believe they've won like 8 of their last 10 and are on a pretty good streak here. And, you know, if you can go on the road and you took the series from Florida and then to come home this past weekend and sweep LSU, that was
insane to me.
Yeah, it was to me too. And it just, I mean, because you want to beat the Tigers and everything, like tiddlywinks even. You want to beat the Tigers. And so that was
especially
big.
With Lane.
And then, yes, the former coach, as I refer to him. And, you know, the thing is, they got a ranked win midweek over Southern Miss. I mean, that was a big one. And, I mean, 10-3. You know, Southern Miss is a good baseball team. So I really think, you know, maybe, you know, that 1 year, I like to look at it this way, that 1 year, you know, they swept LSU at Alex Box. I think that was 2022. And then they went on, we know what they did that season. So
it was magic.
It was magic. And I just, to me, from watching them, I feel like the one thing I always felt about that 2022 team,
they liked
was
each other.
They liked each other.
They played for each other. They hit for the man behind them.
They did, and they never thought they were out of it. And I mean, remember Kevin Graham? I mean, besides, you know, Elko and all that. I mean, I just love those guys and Bench, and it just seems to me now that they're getting a little more confident, even if they're out of it. I mean, down in the ninth, they're not out of it. And so that's been really good to see.
They're battling back. They're keeping the ball in play, not striking out, which I'm a big fan of, especially when you're in college. You still see pros make errors, but man, when you put the ball in play, I mean, again, I was watching last week, and I mean the pitcher just had a complete brain fart, you know, 2 outs. Dude has a swinging bunt, and he, instead of throwing it to first base and the inning being over, he throws it to home, and the guy slides in safe. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, did you forget that there were 2 outs, bro? And again, he's pro. You see in college a lot more. I did see, by the way, though, and I can't remember, it might have been the greatest dink I've ever seen in center field, where the guy act like he caught the ball early, and then the dude took off the third base. And then he reached up and caught it and threw the ball behind him to third. And then the guy took off to home and he threw him out at home. Did you see that by any chance?
No, I didn't see that.
I've been watching baseball my whole life, and it's still one of the greatest defensive dinks I've ever – I've never seen a center fielder trick a third baseman the way he did. Like, he stood under it and stood under it, and then he closed his glove, acted like he caught it, and brought his hand to it.
Oh, my God.
The guy took off from third base to home, and then at the last second, the guy was already off the bag. Then he put his hand up at the last second, caught the ball, threw behind the runner. It was
unreal.
Nuts. But in college baseball, like, you never know. You're as good as your next starter. You're as good as your what kid's going to pick you up and get hot that week. And one thing we can say about the Ole Miss Rebels, their pitching staff has been dealing.
They have, and you know, that's what I was going to say, that the game, the final one, Taylor Rabe, I think, started the game, went 6 innings, and that was the one where So Ole Miss was up 7-0, and LSU scored 7 in the seventh. And that's the point, you know, people were like, oh, here we go. And then Ole Miss answered. They only scored 1 in the eighth, but that's the seventh, but that's all they needed, and then held them in the eighth and the ninth. And to me, that is a big mental win for you when you can, you know, maybe not giving up.
Dude, you have a long inning where you give up seven runs like that, mm-hmm. and you are controlling a game the way they were, and then you come back mm-hmm. and you can close the door. I know Mike felt good. Mm-hmm. I know everybody had to feel good. And then again, the only bad thing is the facts of the matter are is that you still play in the SEC.
So, man, you got to go to Tennessee.
Yeah, now you're going to Tennessee. The one thing is Tony V probably wishes he was back in Tennessee because he's out there with San Francisco, and they're terrible.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think he probably does. But look at, I mean, Tennessee, they've turned, I mean,
they've turned around. They're now back to, 25-12, I think.
Yeah, they were in the SEC, they were 4-8 through four series. Looked to be in danger of missing the tournament. Now they're back on track at 7-8. I think they. I mean, to sweep Mississippi State, you know, that was big. So, you know, this is going to be a critical, I think, weekend for both of them. Ole Miss is 8-7 in the SEC, and Tennessee is 7-8, and they're coming off the sweep over State, and Ole Miss is coming off the sweep over LSU. Ole Miss is actually up in the RPI. They're up to number 10 in RPI.
Oh, damn. I
didn't regardless realize that. So regardless of whether D1 Baseball thinks they're the number 25 team in the nation, their RPI is
I mean, they're going to move up. They just beat Southern Miss, who was 22nd, I believe. And then if they have a good weekend and can – you know, steal two games in Knoxville, that would be huge. And the one thing is you always feel good when you got your big boys on the mound. Which pitcher this year, though? Because from Hunter – I mean, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I have to say all three guys have showed up all year.
I mean, I tell you, I think that's been – to me, it doesn't it seem like maybe in some prior years – you'd still be rocking along, kind of, you know, getting kind of farther
that Sunday
into the season.
Game, it would be you'd be it'd like, be who's like, pitching?
It'd be like committee, you know, or it'd be, And so I think to have Hunter Elliott, Cade Townsend, and Taylor Rabe, Hudson Calhoun has looked good. Man, Walker Hooks coming in and, you know, kind of being a long closer. I mean, he has looked fantastic. Walker to me brings Hunter Elliott kind of energy to me. And again, you know, it's funny to me. I just think Hunter may let some people on base, and Hunter may pick them off at first. I mean, he's, you know, but he's not going to mentally get rattled. You're not going to rattle Hunter no matter what's going on. So
for a 3.69 ERA in the SEC and to have a whip of 1.38 because, like you said, he has put on runners. But what does he do? Like, he's a bulldog. It feels like when you get a man on third mm-hmm. base or you get a man in scoring position, that's when he really, like, that's when he digs in and he brings out the nasty.
It's like the Michael Jordan line, and I took that personal. You know?
Yep.
So when they get a little, I think Hunter does that. And then, of course, Townsend has been, you know, really, really strong.
35 innings this year. Did you expect him to be able to come and go in like that?
I really didn't.
I was going to say, I hate to say this because this is one of those things where, again, this is where we always, the measurements, you know, like the people talking mm-hmm. about the NFL Combine and Reuben Bain. Oh, if his arm length was 2 more inches, man, you know, he'd be the number one pick. It's just, you know.
Isn't that funny?
But
isn't
like
that funny?
When I was looking at Kate, I'm thinking to myself, all right, you know, like 6'1", 185.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, you know, I mean, I pitch. I'm just saying, I had limitations.
Right.
The kid, though, he doesn't.
Yeah, and you know what is interesting to me? I mean, I kind of worried, you know, when we thought he got hurt in the Texas game and then in that series, and then he, you know, just took off a little bit and, you know, rested his arm, whatever, and he was fine. I think it might have been his shoulder, but perfectly fine. And the funny thing to me is now, you know, it's Townsend who's the one who's, you know, projected to be the highest draft pick on the team.
Well, I mean, he's got 54 strikeouts and I believe 35 innings. That's dealing.
Yes.
And again, didn't he throw a 4 2/3 scoreless innings against LSU last weekend?
I think he did. I'd have to go back and check the exact numbers, but yeah. And you know what? I mean, it's like we've said before. The kid has 6 pitches. I mean, as long as I've been covering baseball, I mean, you got 4 pitches. You know, you're doing that's good. I mean, you got 4 pitches, and he's got 6 pitches, and that's just incredible to me. So I think that he has really you just can't tell me that he hasn't that hadn't been kind of a surprise for even I would think Coach Bianco. But it's funny, you know, talking to these pitchers after games, I can't tell you how many times they say, Coach Mangrum, Joel Mangrum, their pitching coach, well, you know, they mention him and how he helps them. And I'm looking at it, and it looks like Townsend pitched 6 innings against
LSU. Oh, wow.
LSU.
Maybe that's when I quit watching.
And, yeah. So, but anyway, to me, I think, you know, it's interesting. Hunter says, you know, Mangrum just works with us on adversity. You're going to have adversity out there. And while Hunter maybe I don't think is the one I think he's fine with that. But the younger pitchers, I think Mangrum's really, really doing work with them mentally, not just in terms of their pitching. So I credit him for a lot. And, yeah, there were a lot of folks who were like, what's wrong with Ole Miss at the plate? What's wrong? But they've been picking it up. And
I was
like going to
say,
getting the
early
ball
in the
play.
Season, they look
Mike
like
Clement
Seattle.
Was getting, yeah, Mike Clement was getting a little bit of grief, I was seeing, kind of all over everywhere. But now folks seem a little bit happier.
Right,
so
now.
That's good.
Who do you think, honestly, like, I mean, I know Tristan has been hitting bombs and getting on base and pretty much doing a little bit of everything, driving in runs. It looks like he does a little bit of everything. But who do you think the best hitter, the most clutch hitter on the team is?
Oh, that's a good question. Because it's kind of changed for me off and on. I mean, obviously, I mean, I love Bassetta. I'm a big Bassetta fan. I tell you, I feel like Furness has kind of been coming up clutch lately. And you know what? The most recent one.
Yeah, Will's been playing really good. You're right.
Yeah, and Federico has been doing some timely work. And we've had some. What was it? Was it Mosley who did the squeeze?
Oh yeah, Brett Mosley. Yes.
Yo, was that not?
That was awesome. And by the way, I don't know if you know, I love small ball still. I mean, put the ball in play, make people play defense. It's amazing what can happen.
Yes, it is. See, David's like you. David is really old school. And he's like, you know, right here is the book would say, this is when you bunt or this is when you.
Yes,
and
move
he's
on
like,
the runners.
Yes. And it was just. You know, and then, you know, first, Mike Bianco's got to call it. But second, the guy's got to execute it. And it was just, yeah, I really, really like that. So, Furness, Federico,
Utermark's got
can come.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think they've all been coming along lately. And, I mean, I will tell you, I mean, I was a little surprised.
By the way, Federico is also somebody who puts the ball in play, I think.
Yes. Yes, he does.
You don't see him strike out hardly ever, which I love about him. I mean,
yeah, me too.
Again, he's got. I don't think he has a home run on the year, but he is a dude who has will every time he goes up to the plate. He is putting the ball in play.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Bassetta may lead the team. I think. You might have mentioned a .340 batting average against Southern Miss, 4 for 5. He scored 3 runs, 2 doubles, 2 RBIs, and a home run. He was a triple away from the cycle. So, you know, and it's funny because we're all at the, you know, throughout up until recently, everybody was like, what is happening? What's wrong with the hitting? And Bianco's quote, I think after Southern Miss, he's like, well, we hit a drought offensively and it happens. And, you know, the game's tough, and we hit a span there where we didn't score very many runs, but then you know, guys throughout the lineup kind of stepped up. So that was really good.
Yeah, there was
an
issue with leaving men on bags for a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Leaving, you know, and leaving a man on third. I mean, it would be like, oh, we went 1 for 18 with a, you know, with a man on third. You know, that's just, that's tough.
Now, looking also, Vivi, real quick, because I got to get off this topic, but I did want to ask you, was the SEC is so loaded, and this changes for me for every single week. Who do you think really is the best team in the Southeastern Conference?
It changes for me, too. And I did want to mention, David wanted me to mention that Federico has the best batting average in SEC play. So he's on the
team.
For
real?
Because
he puts that ball in play.
He puts the ball in play. So thank you to my crack stat team, David Walker. But anyway, that's a tough one. I mean, you know, I thought Georgia was looking good,
yeah.
And then Georgia, you know, and they had a little collapse.
A&M, Bama, Auburn.
Yeah. Now, A&M, I will tell you, that was impressive to me that they only played two of the three-game series with Texas because they got rained out the final game, which, you know, I wonder how that's going to end up. But I thought that was impressive that A&M beat Texas, too.
And Arkansas looks like they also found they were trying to get rid of the two old men a month ago.
Yes. And so here we go with what? Alabama, Ole Miss, Auburn, and Arkansas all at 8-7. And then I think Texas A&M and Florida, you know, all have 9 wins. And then Georgia's up there with 11. So I don't know. I mean, I look through that lineup and I'm like, I mean, even the people at the bottom, I feel like anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Who do you think is the looks the best?
Honestly, every week, like I said, you know, I'll see mm-hmm. one game and the next game, like, oh my God, that's a dog. And I'll see a bunch of defensive plays from like a shortstop that gets me, like the little kid for Alabama. I was like, my goodness, he's silky smooth. Then, you know, it depends on what you're watching week from week. Now, Georgia, I felt, was lucky so many times this year. I don't mm-hmm. know how long it's going to last for them. Yes, they are a great baseball team. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that, like, I've watched Georgia a few times this year where some seriously boneheaded, like, you know, in baseball, a lot of times you don't win the game. The other team beats themselves.
Right.
With mistakes, errors, mental, you know, and not executing.
Right.
And I feel like Georgia, like, really has caught every team this year when they're at their low. If you look at their schedule, like, mm-hmm. it's not like they were playing every team when they were at their peak. Is that kind of weird?
Right.
It's weird to say, I know. Well, it was because
right.
of Georgia. No, look at where they were at coming in.
Right. And I think this weekend is Georgia goes to Arkansas.
Ooh. I didn't even know.
That's going to be, that's going to be interesting to see. So, I mean, it's just for right now, I mean, I really feel like if you look at Ole Miss, the bats and the arms are kind of meshing, gelling, whatever.
Coalescing
at the
right time. Yes.
Now, Ole Miss has, you know, nothing but current top 8 SEC teams remaining on the schedule. So they'll have Georgia next weekend in Oxford. After Georgia, then they'll go to Arkansas. Then they get A&M, and then they finish up with Bama. So that's, you know, you got to look at the gauntlet like we've talked about in football. So you gotta perform. But I really kind of like what Ole Miss is doing right now. And again, I feel like with Hunter Elliott and Cade Townsend and Taylor Rabe, and then kind of the relievers and Walker Hooks, they've got a really solid rotation there.
Yeah, I think they have 10 saves on the season, and 5 guys mm-hmm. have 2 of them. It's different. You know, you never know. Lefty, righty matchup. Who knows? He's just bringing it how he feels in his gut and what he's seeing in the bullpen, which I like. One thing I also didn't want to mention, man, we had a young lady who was drafted by Washington.
Yes. We had Cody McMahon for Ole Miss Women's Basketball, who was drafted in the first round this last Monday, by Washington. And Interestingly, she is going to be in Washington with Shakira Austin and with Madison Scott, Maddie Scott, who was, you know, played for Ole Miss the year before. And so that's going to be cool. They're on the same team now. And interestingly,
and they're actually now getting paid.
They are getting paid. They are getting paid, and not just little chump change paid. And Latasha Lattimore was also drafted that Monday night.
Oh,
so
nice.
Ole Miss had two that were drafted. Lattimore was drafted in the second round, and I think she was the 21st overall pick. And that is the ninth and tenth Rebels drafted in school history, the fourth and fifth under Coach Yeo. So, man, Coach Yeo is
bringing in talent.
She is bringing in talent, and she's bringing in some of those Vols that hit the portal.
Yeah, she grabbed the guards Vol. I don't remember her name.
Jada Seville. She got her this week. So she's Coach Yeo's. Yeah, some of those. I think some
and
of those,
she also got the 6'5" girl from Boise State.
Yes, she did. And I think she's doing great. She's not done yet. I texted with her a couple of days ago, and I think there's more to come. I also think that Christina Walla from this last season didn't get drafted, but they really expect her to be picked up as an undrafted free agent. And I would not be surprised at all. So folks need to keep an eye on that. But
anything going over
time
with my Beards boys and anything with him? Because I ain't going to lie to you, I haven't been paying much attention lately.
I know. Well, I tell you what, we've got kind of on our site like a portal buzz tracker. If people want to go check that out, they can kind of see some of the names of people that we've heard that Ole Miss has either had in
talk
for a
to,
visit
looking at.
Or had a Zoom with or talked to. And I think that right now they've got we're waiting to hear Tyleek Weeks may have committed. Indy Okafor is one that's going to be visiting today or tomorrow. The quest for a guard continues, though. So we'll keep folks posted. And, you know, I do remember it was like this last year. It was like Coach Yeo was out of the gate, you know, signing people, big-time transfers. And we're like, okay, let's get going over there on the men's side. So I just think they have a little bit different process than she does. But definitely there are some players to watch, and folks can check them out on the site.
Last but not least, I just got to know, Pete Golding, looks like he's feeling in. I mean, he went on with Pat McAfee, another show.
You know, yeah, he did, and he went on, I think, with Greg McElroy, and it was hilarious to me. I don't know if you had a chance to see the clip, but Greg said, you know, people say they can talk ball, but Pete Golding can talk ball, y'all. So then what McElroy, you know, former quarterback at Alabama
so he has under a history, Nick Saban. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he has a history with Golding. He said, okay, I'm going to set up a scenario with you. And so he set up, you know, like, I think this, you know, in the Miami game, and okay, Coach Golding, they're going to line up, and I can't even begin to duplicate what he said, but, you know, this formation with this, what are you going to do? And I mean, Pete got into it, and it was just, I just looked over at David because, like, he knew kind of what he was talking about. As a former coach.
Oh, David did. He played quarterback in Texas A&M.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he
knows. And I'm just like, yeah, most of us don't really know what Pete's talking about, but man, Pete knows what Pete's talking about. And it's, I just can't tell you my writers, he had a press conference earlier this week, and my writers are just like, you don't know how cool it is to
talk to somebody that's genuine and original. And that's what you get with Pete. Because like,
okay, I have to know if you heard his answer about, does he see things, is he, you know, on social media, does he see things? We know he doesn't tweet. You know, he'll just tweet a shark emoji.
No,
that is literally all he tweets. Oh, my gosh, it was hilarious. You know, do you see what people, you know, when people say something about you or, you know, whatever. And the question was kind of, you know, getting at, you know, maybe, I don't know if there's any, you know, people in Baton Rouge, you know, saying yeah. anything. But Pete was funny. He said, you know what? I'm not, man, I'm not. He goes, I've got kids and I've got people here in the building. So, yeah, if something big were out there, you know, I would hear about it. But he said, man, I'm not a good enough coach that I can be all into all that social media stuff and be on it all the time. He goes, I got to just do my job in the building because I'm not, he said, I'm not bleep. He said, I'm not bleep enough, good enough to be able to do both that. And I thought that was the coolest answer because sometimes you wonder, you know, we've had coaches in the past, I mean, not just one, who were on social media so much that you're just like, I wish you'd get off and go study your papers, you know, your yep. plays or something. And so that was really, really refreshing to me that Pete said, I'm not good enough. You know, maybe I get there one day, but I'm not good enough where I can do both those things.
I love that. Funny. Yeah, because, man, the man who tweets more than anybody is down in LSU, and he was the master at Twitter. He is really, really good.
Yeah, he's really, really good. And, you know,
I will say, I know yoga classes and Pilates classes down in Oxford got filled up quickly.
Oh, Lordy. So, Pete's doing a great job, and I'm excited.
He really is. He's doing a great job, and I'm fired up. The Rebels got a big series in Knoxville this weekend. Go Hottie Toddy. Mike's got his boys back playing. And if you want to keep everything abreast and know what's going on with the Rebels, it's so simple. TheRebelWalk.com. That simple. Follow Evie at Ole Miss Evie. Follow, of course, The Rebel Walk at The Rebel Walk on Twitter, YouTube, you name it, they everywhere. Evie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tell David I said what up, and I appreciate the stats and info and always the knowledge.
Okay, thank you so much. It's good to talk to you always.
Good to talk to you. That's the sweet Evie Van Pelt. I'm late for a break. That's a normal thing. We got germs so true, so I'm going to be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Come on and let the good times roll, y'all. Or as we say in Louisiana,
the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. It's a beautiful Thursday, and I'm feeling good because it's the 16th. That means only 2 days away to the World Wing Fest, and I am fired up. If you are chilling this Saturday and want to have fun, and by the way, safe, family-friendly, but you know how, like, the family gets a little more loose around 5 p.m. and 6, you know, when the championship games are going? And the Tito's, America's number one spirit, has been a-flowing. But Wingfest at River Garden Park is this Saturday. It is going to be off the chain. We got teams out the frame competing for $30,000 in cash prizes. We got the $25,000 cash prize for the World Cup Series, which is a five-year series, $5,000 for the single year. We got a bunch of friends that are going to be down there. My man Jason from Trap Fusion. Again, the only guy that I can honestly say in the same month tossed a midget and fed the president of the United States. I wasn't with him when he fed the president, but I was with him when we were tossing midgets.
Oh, my God. Where did I put my headphones on?
Oh, man. So little homie can't even hear my show ever, can he?
Yeah.
Jared?
Yeah.
My new homes?
Well, I was rapping with him while you and Eva was rapping, so I had to turn him down over here. You know, gotcha. Yeah, we could turn him up. I actually suggested he go over and
go
sit
in here
you.
And sit down. That's what I was going to say. You know, tomorrow, do that. You can learn a little something. But
you should say go over there, put the headset on, man.
Yeah, do a little bit of learning, baby. That's what I'm here for. But you know, this weekend is going to be off the chain again. I'm looking forward to hopefully wonderful, wonderful weather and a really good Saturday. The thing is, and the reason I'm bringing this up, because right now you send me a text, I read it at the very end of the show, you're going to get what I call the Halliburton. I'm going to give away not only three tickets to Wingfest. I'm going to give away also. I'm going to need these two. I'm going to give a two-pack of Good Vibes Comedy Festival, because you can't go Halliburton if you ain't Halliburton all week and expect to make it to Sunday. So tonight you can go see D Lane. He starts at 6 o'clock at the High Tone. All you have to do is either text me something funny that I can read on air, something that's going to break, like make me a little softy, break my heart, be like, oh man, I can feel it in my heart.
Are we texting people? Are we having people text something
funny? Text us 901-360-8255 if you want to go to the Good Vibes Comedy Festival.
We're doing that tomorrow too, right?
Yeah, I'm doing that tomorrow too.
Okay, cool. That way I can promote it today.
Yeah, well, I was going to give you, I'm giving away two. I was going to give you two to promote. Yeah, so we can do two more tomorrow. Hell yeah, we got that. But I'm also, between now and then, I'm going to give away about anybody right now who wants Wing Fest tickets and is, swears they're going to go and make sure they drop a couple dollars since you're getting in free in the bucket for the Ronald McDonald House and get you some wings. Because when you drop money in the bucket, guess what the teams do? Feed you wings, man. Like, we ain't cooking all these wings so you can't eat them. Like, how that'd be – that's called torture.
I mean, they are for showcase, but the showcase is a minimal.
Oh,
time.
They it's like, you know, a little, it's like a little five pack. All the other wings is for everybody in the Ronald McDonald House, man. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. And you can get your tickets at worldwingfest.com. That's worldwingfest.com. But if you want two tickets, text me right now your first and last name. In the next 3 minutes, I'll give up to 20 tickets to Wingfest. You get two apiece. Text me your first and last name. If you don't put your first and last name, you ain't going to get them, because I ain't got all day to sit up here and ask you and text back, what's your name? I'm going to write the name down. I'm going to leave the tickets at the front desk. You come up to Sports 56, 6080 Mount Moriah Road Extended. Pick them up before 5 o'clock on Friday. You're going to be there on Saturday.
And tell them to leave their phone number, too, because they kind of verify, you know.
Like who?
Yeah.
Yeah, first, last name, and put your cell phone number in the bad boy. And then you can come get your tickets. That's simple. Life is easy. Everybody who wants Wingfest tickets right now. And Don Terrius Stewart, you don't have to send your cell phone in since you already text. Randy, you don't either. Dave, you don't either. Arthur, you don't either. Steven, damn, here they come.
Yeah, those OGs, they don't need to.
They coming. Everybody wants to go to Wingfest. I'm fired up, man. Who we got right now? Is it my man, Germ?
Nah, Germ, I can't even find
Germ.
Oh,
you can't find Germ? Okay, yeah. Well, good. Then we can just wrap.
Yeah.
Ready,
I'm hoping that Germ will probably dial us back in. But, you know, Germ got a different set of pimping in the industry that he in. I'm not saying that he's a real pimp, y'all. I'm just saying he's a major player. But you know how that goes with Germ. But
no, hopefully Germ's knee-deep in it. You know what I mean?
I mean, we at some point, we're going to improve Germ's life. He ain't got to do this no more.
Yep, I get it. Just like Dennis Dixon and my friends and Tom Whitley and my friends over at ViroMaster can take care of your business and kill the germs that kill your business. Just like my people over at High Low can take – High Low, can you go? Can do, you know, anything. They'll clean anything. These are two different companies. One's a hygiene and a germ company. Another one is a complete janitorial service, construction cleanup, moving, one-time cleaning, monthly cleaning, daily cleaning. I'm trying, if you don't notice, with Stan Mosier, my homie with the air, I'm trying to keep y'all people alive so y'all can listen to me.
Sounds like a reasonable deal to me. I'm just saying.
Like, don't you want to listen to me? I don't want you to die. I need you. I like ratings.
11 to 1 every day.
Keep the Wingfest tickets. Anybody who wants tickets to Wingfest, I'm giving away two packs till I go to break. All you have to do is text me your first, your last name, and your cell phone number, and you get free tickets to Wingfest this Saturday. It's going to be awesome.
Are you familiar with the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated?
I know Kappa Kappa Gamma because I wrote very large freaking checks, bro.
Okay, well, the Alpha Kappa Alpha
Large
Sorority Incorporated. Those are the AKAs.
Hey, but Jackie Robinson yesterday. It was Jackie Robinson Day. I told him to take the Dodgers. It got back half.
There you go. That's a win.
No, I got back actually about a third.
No, but the AKAs, they had an event recently. I think it was like a week or two ago. Somewhere, I can't remember where it was, but it was bringing back, you know, not just the current active AKAs, the young ladies now, but the older women as well. And this is a very classy group of ladies that get together, very distinguished group.
Well, Cougars. John,
well, one of the ladies who was in charge of the entertainment decided to hire Trick Daddy.
Oh, yeah. For real?
And you know, Trick ain't got no music that's like radio friendly. And so these women were irate.
They were irate. They weren't down with Trick Daddy?
No. I can't even say nothing that Trick Daddy play.
We can't do I'm a Thug, Let's Go.
I'm a Thug is probably the friendliest drum we can go with.
That's like the only two we can play, too.
And think about that. I'm a Thug.
In Hot 107.
And shout out to the kids, because he had the kids sing the hook on I'm a Thug. So Trick loved the kids. And apparently he loved the AKAs, too. But the fact that it's like, who hired Trick Daddy?
Dude, if he did, I'll Be Your Player. I can't even imagine what them women thought. Oh, my Lord.
It's like you had the same dude that had a hit, Girl, You Don't Know Nan. I can't say the real version.
Yeah. But I love N-A-N-N, we'll say. Nan. Nana. Everybody loves their Nana, you know?
Absolutely.
I love them.
Black people don't have, well, yeah, we do. Black people have Nanas.
What's the difference between a gynecologist and a sports talk radio host?
Oh, man, it sounded like something that Lonnie told me yesterday, bro.
Says none. They both work where others have fun.
It's kind of true. It's kind of true.
I couldn't be a gynecologist because you don't get to, like, pick.
Well, you wouldn't have chance if you were.
Well, I couldn't do it. Well, I wouldn't. It's kind of like, you know how, like, everybody loves a good steak. But if you ate, like, a porterhouse every night, you'd be like, damn, that chicken over there looking fire. Right. You know what I mean? Give me them wings, right, bruh. Like, you need a little mix-up.
You need a little variety.
So, but the problem is also, though, is, like, I mean, like, what if, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders came in there to see me? Like, Darian would go crazy where I would vomit on her. Yeah, I couldn't handle that. Because, and not because, again, I don't know even what side she's on. Nothing about that, because I'm on neither side, because I don't like either side, because when you have the illusion of two sides, there's only one side. Like, that's such BS. Come on, man. Like, let's be real. You know the CIA running this junt? Like, y'all know that's the Elizabeth Hardenwood-esque. So, y'all know the Bitcoin guy?
Yeah.
All right. Do you know, like... He some dude spent years. No, but he's not real, bro.
I agree with that.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I want you to think about this. This is how I can tell you that the DARPA or the CIA is the one who invented blockchain technology. Because do you think there's some dude who's so altruistic that he is going to sit in his computer, invent and create blockchain technology, and then just give it to the world for free? And by the way, his name is what? Satoshi Nakamoto.
Ain't nothing for free.
Samsung, S-A. Toshiba, Toshi. Nakamichi, Naka, Motorola, Moda. Man, they just messing with you.
You forgot to include Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa, bitches.
Shout out to A Different World.
It's a different world. By the way, those different haircuts and those are ugly glasses. Thank God people don't wear those anymore. Lord have mercy.
And you know they're returning with a new reboot of A Different World?
No.
Yeah.
You know I don't watch television.
I'm looking forward to A Different World, one of my favorite shows.
Man, I'm old now, dude. It's sports.
I watched A Different World come on before the game.
Gambling. Well, yeah. Before the game's going outside playing flowers with my wife, playing basketball, shorty ball, playing pickleball, heading to Bangers. Going to a bar usually, maybe, like the owner's box, yeah, drinking me a Tito's.
I get my workout in, too, but I'm going to make sure I catch A Different World at 4 on TV One.
I will tell you one thing. Mama's Family when I was young, bro.
I watched them at 5.
I always thought Mama's Family, the lady that played the mama, was a man. Like, I thought that was the first training.
Vic and Lawrence ain't no man.
But
man.
I did know what I'm telling
but
you.
But I get what you're saying, though.
Like, I really always thought that was a dude playing a woman.
It's kind of like Robin Williams with Miss Doubtfire.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. You know, she also sang the lady, she's the same person that sang, what was that? They turned out the lights in Georgia. The night they turned off all the lights in Georgia.
Huh?
Yeah.
But I don't even know why they turn all the lights off in Georgia.
It's a song. It's an old school song.
Oh. No,
that's
I mean
all the
Georgia.
Lights turned out in Georgia. That's Mickey Lawrence. I'm an old school historian, man. You know I got to do this. It ain't just sports. Entertainment, too.
Well, I was going to say the one entertainment thing I can tell you about is like one that pops up is always like the top 10 Cans in Hollywood or top 10 like greatest bodies from the WNBA. Like my algorithm knows me. Oh, look, see, Dave Chappelle just popped up. I opened up him because, you know, ain't nothing like my man Tyrone Biggums. But, man, I love the free crack giveaway. Yo, am I too late for the free crack giveaway?
Season one of Chappelle's show is like epic television.
Sure
is
it. But no, no. It is for us.
Yeah. That's all
in
that
living
I'm
color
not about
is
I'm not,
for us.
I'm not worried about his generation.
But the young folks, and I'm sorry to be mean, and he's right across from me. I didn't even know his headphones were working. He can hear me.
I'm going to give him this, though. He ain't your typical Gen Z cat.
Well, I don't pick up.
He's
typical.
Talking above them. You know what I'm saying? I give him that.
But they get so offended. Like, and, I mean.
And we're the offensive generation.
By the way, I say pretty much everything that I think is funny. And it's funny when people think I'm offensive. When, by the way, I'm everybody's friend. You know what I mean? I'm an equal opportunist. Like, open a window. I'm going to kick you in the junk. No, I'm going to take a quick time out. Come back because you know what? I got to make sure we know what we're betting on.
You got to gamble something today.
I just now realized I was over here just talking poppycock because I'm fired up about tonight. I'm going to see D-Lane at 6 o'clock at the Good Vibes Comedy Festival. Y'all know where the high tone is. Make sure you check him out. I'm giving away tickets. And again, this is going to be – I'm going to run to this end of the show. I want to give away 40 tickets today. All you have to do if you want two tickets to the Wing Fest is text me at 901-360-8255. That's the Sissy's Law Cabin text and listener line where life's too short for ordinary jewelry. You hit me up at 901-360-8255. First name, last name, phone number, bing, bang, boom. You're going to have two tickets right here at 6080 Mount Moriah Road Extended Flynn Broadcasting. You can pick them up between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. all the way up until Friday. Because guess what? Everybody on Saturday is going to be at Wing Fest. And everybody tonight's going to see my man D-Lane 6 p.m. kicking off. The Good Vibes Comedy Festival at 6 o'clock. You know where it's at. It's right there at North Cleveland, baby. I'm going to take a quick timeout. Send me your first and last name. Send me your number. And you will have two tickets to Wingfest waiting for you at the door. Oh, I'm ready to gamble. You know, yesterday I kicked ass.
I did all right in the first game.
I went 3-0. And hit a parlay.
I didn't do nothing but bet on player performance, and I've been whooping ass in it the last two nights.
Man.
Playoff time. It's easy now.
Bruh, dude, I can do player performance, bruh. I wish I could gamble on, like,
and I do it on
one-way models.
I do it on.
I would go and do the research.
On Kalshi, you can. But with,
really?
Yeah, we'll talk
like
about
Poly
that.
Like Polymarket?
We'll talk about that on a break.
Don't touch the dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
4.9-liter V8, 0 to 60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It is Thursday. That means it's the beginning of our 48-hour Friday. Make sure you go take care of yourself and America's number one spirit, and that's Tito's Handmade Vodka, because I don't freak out. I don't fret. I don't stress, because I make a lemon drop, and I make it with the best Tito's Handmade Vodka. No frills, no flavors, no fancy labels, just the good stuff, the juice, baby. And today there's no basketball, fools.
No
playoff basketball.
No hooping.
You're going to have to watch the most diverse league, I think, in the entire country. Because, one, ain't a lot of brothers skating in hockey.
No.
There was that one black dude. Now he's on TV.
This is true.
There ain't a lot of Asians in the NFL.
No. Shout out to Young Hokuto.
Dude, I always say in the NFL, Hines Ward, because he was Korean-American.
We give him credit.
He's the only dude that I honestly know had a little bit of Asian persuasion in him.
We give him credit for that. That's for
yeah.
sure.
And Young Hoku, you're right. I forgot about him, too. The Falcons back in. Damn.
And then he got cut this year, and I think he was with the Giants. So I can't remember where he landed. I don't think he did well there.
Okay,
either.
Very low Asian persuasion up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Very little.
But, man, look around baseball. You got Yoshi Yamamoto. You got Shohei Ohtani. You got brothers from the Dominican, Puerto Rico, Mexico.
You know what it is with Shohei. It's going to be some Shohei Rodriguez and Shohei Lopez, especially out in L.A.
Yeah. Dude, you know how many Shohei Gonzalez's are going to be born in East L.A., man?
It might be a Shohei Jenkins.
Dude, I can't wait to get a Mookie Shohei Gonzalez. That's a great one. And, of course, I love me some Mookie Betts. But we're betting on baseball is basically what I was letting you know. Just trying to offend the young people because y'all get so caught up in stuff. We're all just people, man. Just some of us look better than others. Thank God I'm in that top 1%. Just I wish I could be in that top 2% of the money thing, too. You know what I mean? Instead of living in Memphis down here in the – we all poor. Except for our billionaires, which is crazy. We got 8 in Tennessee. But if you want to make some bank, here we go. It's going, and it's going right now. So we're going in-game. Do you know what that means? That means the Yankees are down 2-1 against the Yankees. Like, the Yankees are losing. Do you know what that means? It's a perfect time to jump on them. Max Fried had a bad, bad opening inning. Gave up 2 runs. Yankees didn't hit the other day. Yankees come back and win. You get a great line. Take them. They are playing right now. That is called live gambling right there. You know what else is live? What else is fly? Making your automobile or anything ornamental and going to Rick's Powder Coating. Don't paint, powder coat. It's science, bro. It bonds to the metal. It's going to last longer than you do. Like, it doesn't rust, it doesn't chip, it doesn't fade. Go to rickspowdercoating.com. He's going to take care of you. And I guess I'm going to take care of you because I'm going to make sure I'm giving away these tickets to our text line to the Good Vibes Comedy Festival at the High Tone starting tonight, running through Saturday. And don't forget World Wing Fest this Saturday, baby. Just send me a text. Put your first and last name. You got tickets. That's my time. Peace.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.